Hello, Friday faithful, here we are. Let's do this. We'll start in Child's Pose. Get to it. Have a moment to close your eyes, let your face soften, your jaw soften, shoulders, upper back soften. All the places you can just willingly let go, arms, hands, feet. With that relaxation of those muscles, just take longer, slower breaths. So you have a little more room, a little more ease around your breathing. And on your next inhale, come on up to hands and knees. Exhale to cat pose. Inhale to cat. Exhale, come back to a center line and really press the floor as you lengthen your body from hips to head. Then we're going to tuck toes, come up to down dog, breathe in. And then do the same thing here. Really press the floor with the hands. Think about lengthening your hips up away from your head, making space along your spine. A couple breaths here to bend one knee, then the other. Just getting into a rhythm with yourself. Back at center, pause. Press your hands down again, lift your hips up. Look to your hands, walk forward, and take ragdoll. Feet wide apart, bend your knees, chest on thigh, and wrap the arms around each other. Let your head drop. Next, exhale, release your hands to your mat. You're gonna walk feet together, press down into your feet, reach up to standing mountain pose. You're gonna catch your right wrist with your left hand, press your right heel down, reach your right hand up, and then let the left hand help out. Draw your abdominals in, lift your heart. Breath here, and then breath out. Just let that ease up. Ungrip with the left. And then right hand catches left wrist. And your arms are a little in front of your face here, so there's not any kind of pulling back action. It's just stacked over collarbones. Then press your left foot down. Drive through the heel. As you reach the ring and pinky fingertip up. Right hand is helping out, right? So it's like a lifting left hand, both arms reaching way up. Draw your abdominals in, lift your chest, and then ease that up. Arms parallel, again, reach up, get the same feeling you just had as the hands were helping each other. Then hands to heart center, pause. As your hands start to center, have your elbows slightly out to the sides, so palms press one another. There's space around your rib cage and underarms. Have a big breath in. Full breath out. Could go through your mouth if you like. Press your feet down. Feel your abdominals draw in. And we'll move. Sun A. Inhale, reach up. And exhale, fold forward. Breathe in. Lift halfway. Plant your hands. We'll step back high or low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Press your feet down, breathe in, reach up. And exhale, bow. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands. Low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway. Good. Breathe out, fold. One more round. Breathe in, reach up. Nice. Exhale, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway. Plant your hands. Low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Pause here, breath in, reach through your hands, send your hips up and back. Pull your heart forward toward your thumbs. Then look forward, walk or lightly hop, top of the space. Breathe in. Lift halfway, flat back. Breathe out, fold. Really nice. Press your feet down. Breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. We're going to sit back, reach forward. Utkatasana, go as low as you go. Then press into your feet. Stand up, reach up. Nice. Exhale, bow forward. Breathe in. Lift halfway and heel toe your feet, hip distance. Step the right leg back. Low lunge, reach up for crescent. Then hands to heart, then the mat. And step back, idle low push up, press the floor. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Breathe in, right leg back and up behind. Breathe out, bend the knee. Turn in your chest, big step, low lunge. Inhale, reach up for crescent. Reach the ring and pinky fingertip. Hands in, then reach them forward. Step to the top of the mat. Feet together. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Press your feet down. Breathe in and reach up, mountain pose. Breathe out, sit back, reach forward. Breathe in, stand up, reach up. Breathe out, bow fold. Breathe in, lift halfway, and heel toe the feet, hip distance apart. Then left leg back, low lunge. Breathe in, reach up. And in and down, step back, press the floor, low fascia. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Breathe in, left leg back and up behind. Breathe out, knee in, big step. Press into both feet, reach up. Hands in, reach them forward, step up. Top of the mat, breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Sit back, Utkatasana, chair pose. And exhale, bow forward. Nice. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, low push up, breathe out. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Nice. Down dog, breathe all the way out. Press in your hands. Then inhale, right leg back and up behind, reach through the toes. Bend your knee, draw it into your chest. Big step, center line. Back foot's going flat. Up and around warrior two. Good. Side angle pose. Right forearm inside the front leg. Reach long with the left arm. Good. Then back up through warrior two into reverse. Sweet. On your exhale, come up through warrior two, then hands to the mat. Step back. High to low push-up. Breathe in. Upward facing dog. We'll breathe out. Down dog. Left leg backing up behind you, three-legged dog. Bend the knee into your chest, rock forward, big step between your hands. Back foot flat. Up and around warrior two, pressing your feet into the mat. Side angle pose, left arm inside the front leg, press the leg out. Then reverse. When you exhale, come up through warrior two. Keep your legs locked in as you cartwheel the hands down. Spin the back heel up. Low push out. Upward facing dog. Good. Downward facing dog. Breathe out. Look forward. Walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in. Lift halfway. And breathe out, fold. Cool. Inhale, reach up, mountain pose. When we exhale, we're going to sit back and twist to the right. Turn your chest, stack shoulder over shoulder, chest turn to the side wall. Inhale, your arms open, chair twist. When you exhale, step your left foot back, twisting lunge. Good. Really nice. Inhale, up and around warrior two. And when you exhale, you'll cartwheel your hands down. Spin the back heel up. Plant your hands. Low push-up. Breathe in. Upward facing dog. Breathe out. Downward facing dog. Breathe in. Take your right leg back and up behind you. Three-legged dog. Bend the knee. Shot into your chest. Take a big step. Low lunge up to airplane. Breathe in. Squeeze your arms. Tricep muscles especially to lift them. Then exhale, hands to heart. We're going to go right hand to the floor or a block. And inhale, half moon, open up. When you exhale, you're going to bend left knee. Maybe you catch the foot with the left hand, maybe not. Breathe in. Spread out here. Slow release as you breathe out. Left foot comes down, left hand comes down. Feet together, hands to shins, lift halfway. Squeeze the shoulder blades towards the center of your back. Then exhale, fold forward. Good. Press your feet down. Breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Then exhale. Hands to heart, twist to your left. Really turn your chest so you're really facing the sidewall. Inhale, open your arms. Press arm to leg, leg to arm. Strong frame there. Exhale, right foot steps back. Inhale, up and around warrior two. Keep your front knee pointing straight ahead. Good. Exhale. Legs stay locked into that deep stance. You cartwheel down. Back heel spins up, low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Breathe in, left leg backing up behind you. Bend the knee, draw to your chest. Rock forward, step, airplane, breathe in. Squeeze the arms, squeeze the leg. Then hands to heart center. Left hand to the floor or block. When you inhale, open to the side. Half moon. Bend the upper knee as you breathe out. Reach back. Maybe you catch that foot. Breathe in. Expand outward. Breathe out. Hand down, foot down. Hands to shins. Halfway lift, squeeze your shoulder blades toward your back or in toward the center of your back. And then exhale, fold. Cool. Press your feet down. Breathe in. Reach up. And then exhale, bow forward. Breathe in. Lift halfway. Plant your hands. Press the floor, low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Inhale forward to a high plank. Exhale, press the floor lower slowly all the way down. Get there, inhale up to locust. We'll be here for five. Squeeze your shoulder blades toward the center of your back. Squeeze your arms as straight as they go. Focus on those things. Squeeze your legs straight as they go. Hamstrings and glutes, lift them. Everything on the back line, whatever you can find, arms, legs, upper back, glute muscles, squeeze. One more breath in. Slow release down. Hands underneath elbows. Press up to hands and knees. Tuck your toes. Down dog. Reach through your arms. Send your hips way up. Thumb and first finger knuckle into the mat. Reach through your ring and pinky fingertip too. Then look through your hands. Walk across seated. Come on down to your back for bridge. Arms at your sides. Go before the floor pulls you down. You ever feel like that? It's like getting out of bed in the morning. Like you have to jump out of bed before the covers just bring you in and keep you there. Bridge the same way. One more breath here. Breath out slowly down. Good. And take your feet out toward the edges of your mat. Knee side to side. Windshield wiper twists. Good. Bring that back into a center line. And belly twisting pose. You take your arms out to the sides. And the knees side to side while you keep your shoulder blades really grounded. One more round through. Bring that back to center line. Knees at right angles. Draw your upper body off the floor so you've got shoulder blades up. I'm going to press the right leg out. Twist across toward the left and reach the right arm. Stay here. Breathe. Press arm to leg and leg to arm for three. Two. Back to center. Shoulder blades are up, both of them. Knees at right angles. And then twist other side. Both shoulder blades stay up. So you really pull the right shoulder blade up. It's the harder one to get up. Reach the left foot forward. Make sure the right knee is not sneaking in toward you. Keep it right angle out there over the hip. Breath in. And then breath out. Come on back to center. Hug your knees in, nose to knee.
And rock to seated. We're going to take the hands back behind. Dig your heels in. Scoop the tailbone in. Lift your hips. Get hips as high as knees.
When you look out there, your thighs are vertical. There's no crease across your hips. If the hips go down, you see that little that angle there. Hips high. Even if they get higher than your knees, so much the better. Press your heels down. Press your hands down. Squeeze the shoulder blades together on your back. Lift your heart. And then slowly release. Hips to the mat, come on down. If you got a block, grab it and slide it underneath your hips and send your legs up vertically.
Here we're gonna take hands up as well. So arms and legs up. And you're gonna roll your wrists and ankles and point flex, do all the things. Good. Nice. And then just let the hands and the feet just take on natural, relaxed positioning, whatever that is for you, and stay, breathe for three. Keep your legs really vertical so you do feel this in your lower abdomen, not overly intense, but it's there. Slowly, you'll bring your hands down to your center line, maybe your navel, maybe your heart. Bend your knees, let them come in first towards your chest. And then slowly feet to floor. Press your feet down, lift your hips. Slide the block out of the way. And if you like, you can put it behind your head for reclined pigeon, right ankle to the outside of the left thigh. Block behind that can be nice here if you're reaching through particularly. It gives you a little more leverage with the upper body tilted upward to then draw the legs toward you a little more. You don't have to want that. But certainly if when you reach through, you feel there's strain around your shoulders or your neck, put the block behind your head to alleviate that. So the block behind the head will never be wrong. But it may be really, really right. For some of us, it'll just be kind of like, I don't know. But for those of us that either have shorter arms or just longer torso, the block will really help give us good leverage on the legs. And undo that and switch sides. And breathe here. More breath. And then back at center. If you've got the block under your head, go ahead and slide it gently out. Right knee in, left leg out. You'll then take the knee across into a twist. So let it float in line with its own hip and bring it over and extend your right arm out like a cactus or a wing on the floor. And breathe. On an inhale, come on back to center. And switch sides. So left knee in. Give it a good hug in first. If the right leg extends out, then let the knee move in line with its own hip and bring it across. Left arm out like a cactus or a wing. And you breathe. Inhale, undo that. Come on back to center. Hug your knees in. You can stay right here or take happy baby. Let your hips get heavy, leg bones get heavy. Breath in. Breath out. And slow release to Shavasana. Great work, y'all. Ready to move again. You start with wiggling your fingers and your toes. Then you roll to your right side. Make your way up to seated. Take a moment, have a big breath in, bring your shoulders up to your ears. And then slide them slowly down. Bring hands together at heart center. And thumbs to forehead center. That's great, y'all. Thanks for being here. Namaste. Awesome. See you soon.